The joy of the Lord is my strength. That's found in Nehemiah 8:10. Ezekiel had a vision of cables twisting. It was the Bay Bridge in San Francisco, then the Thames River Bridge in London. Jesus began speaking. Things like this are going to be happening all over the world. My precious ones, pray for the unsaved. Pray that in that fateful moment they will realize who I am to them and receive my invitation. Pray much for those who will be caught in these events. My people, the evil one has cell groups all over the world who are now being called into action. These events will become more and more frequent to scare the populace and terrorize them. This is all part of the plan to usher in the Antichrist. You must continue to be the light in the wilderness, guiding each soul home to me. The darkness has fallen and becomes more dark by the moment, until it will seem like you are all living in a world without hope. I need you to continue to carry the light to all people. Remind them that their lives do not end at the death of the body, but endure for all eternity. Understanding this, they will be much more cautious about throwing their lives away by committing suicide. My precious ones, suicide is no solution to your problems or the growing darkness of this world. It only puts an end to your physical body, but then your soul, spirit, mind is totally exposed to the afterlife. There is no longer a body to distract you from your failures. Rather, they are more intense without the comforts the body usually offers us. Rather, you are face to face with hard, cold reality. For those of you who wait for my timing to end this physical body, your transition will be so much softer and even joy-filled. Many of you look at your own life and imagine that you have really done very little to spread the kingdom of God. But I want you to know that every single good deed and kindness you do for others brings with it an awareness of my love for that soul. You are my ambassadors and emissaries, reaching out to touch humanity with my love, and this brings me to the central core of the faith. Love others as you love yourself. Be vessels of love and comfort to all men and women. If you do not have the words to erase their burden, offer prayers for them, and I will make it up to them. I guarantee that I will touch them in an invisible way, bringing comfort that they need so very badly. Love letters are very effective, and I do wish you would take me seriously and pass them out. It is a touch that endures, that they can refer to, that reminds them that I am with them. Oh, Lord, this heat makes me so dopey. How can I keep track of it all when I'm constantly falling asleep? The heat will not last forever, and I am accompanying you with graces. You count on yourself way too much. You see accomplishments in a worldly way, yet when you sow seeds that are invisible, and through water, sun, and weeding, they grow into a healthy plant that puts out fruit. Your mind is too focused on immediate results. I would have you see yourself as a sower, not expecting an immediate harvest. Like today, you prayed for those you touched. That is watering the seed. You do not see the results, but I see the seed beginning to swell and send out shoots to seek the light. If you do nothing else on this earth than sow, I promise you, you will see the harvest. But if you give up on sowing, because you didn't see immediate results, you are leaving those souls in the darkness, sinking deeper and deeper towards hell. You bring hope. Truly, Claire, believe me, you bring hope. No one else that day is offering hope as they go about their shopping and visiting. But you, just being there, bring hope that I care, that I am with them, that I have not forsaken them. You are truly a sign and a symbol of hope. I know you do not comprehend what you are doing, but I would love for you to consider it. Think of how you felt in your younger years when you sought the light and found none. Consider that everywhere you turned there were no answers, just a blind alley leading nowhere. I will teach you more about attracting them to you, but just your very presence and care speaks volumes. You are missing the faith of knowing that good is being accomplished. And that is one reason I am drawing your attention to it. Lord, I get so excited when you speak to me in this way. And I see things from your perspective, and I have hope. But the inertia of life zaps me, and I feel lost and wandering. I lose this perspective. How can I regain it? He continued, be open to my movement. Recall this message and set your hope on what I am telling you. In essence, when one soul comes up to you, that is a jackpot. The important work that is being done is your presence and care, your smile, your offering food, your listening. All of that sinks deep into a soul who walks about in this world as if it were a void. Everyone is after their own agendas, but here, all of a sudden, is someone who has taken the time to care. Longevity, consistency, these prepare the way and give souls a chance to approach you. So you see, you are doing a good work. Souls want to be recognized and loved for who they are. The individual is so important. The recognition, the listening is so important. All your movements add up to a message. Someone cares. They aren't taking or asking for anything, just giving. That is very attractive to souls. Everyone loves a giver. Love them. Serve them. Pray for them. And you will see a harvest. But do not limit your joy to harvesting. Have joy in the giving. Amen.